The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We're talking with people that are trying to cause you damage. We're now discussing bitachon regarding people that are your enemies or people that are looking to cause you damage or say things negative about you, publicize negative things about you. Because the Bava says it's evident okay to these type of people. You should be b'teach b'Hashem and just be safe with what they're doing. That's number one. Kamuvan, if there's some way that you have a way of stopping them, you know somebody to influence them and the like, not to them. But if not, then the best thing is just to be quiet. Let them do the talking. But in the long run, you'll gain from it. A big mistake many people make was if somebody talked against them and publicizes such things, then they do the same back of the other person, and then the other person finds out about it, and he does even worse back to the first one, and it just goes back and forth. Everybody loses 100 times more than they would without it. And the time that these people say is, what do you mean? How can I just be quiet? If I'm going to be quiet, everybody's going to think that he's right and I'm wrong. But he doesn't realize that he's quiet, so whatever happens, happened. But if you put up a whole fight, then the other side's going to put a fight back. I remember Chosha Rosh Shiva once told me about this, which unfortunately happens sometimes between families, sometimes it could have been a divorce thing or whatever. But even in that case, there's no need to put down the other side. It's bad enough what happened, and we have to just go on with things. So he said there's a Gemara about a person who was throwing stones into the Rishus HaRabin. And Elionari walked by and said, why are you throwing stones from somebody else's Rishus into your Rishus? Why are you throwing stones from somebody else's possession into your possession? And the person thought that something happened to move, that it was Elionari. But what's this guy saying? Throwing from somebody else's to my vicious. I'm throwing my vicious into the vicious of Rabin. This person was basically, didn't care about the people working out in the vicious of Rabin. Then we thrown into the vicious of Rabin. Well, the Gemara said, continues that it wasn't a long time until this person lost all his money and he had to sell his property and he was living in the street. He was a homeless person. And as he was walking, he tripped on one of those stones that he threw into the Shusha Rabin. Then he understood what Elionovi meant. But sometimes you throw a stone in the other direction, you think it's going to hit somebody over there, I don't see it, it's not going to do me any harm, and end up you falling on it. So it's the same thing in these situations. When one person starts saying things or even publicizing things against one side, when the other side shouts back and tries to mazazel back on the first one, then the first one throws twice as much back at him. So I think I'm protecting myself, but other than instead of protecting myself, I'm causing myself and both of us more damage. So it's always important to know that it's a much higher level of strength of character to be able to just hold back and keep my mouth shut than the other way around. So that's as far as the practical part. And there's also a part, certain things in Menashe Mayim. Anything that happens to us in our lives was brought to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go through this situation, but also, we have to do what we can to stop it, that's for sure, but we have to think twice. Am I really doing something to stop it, or am I just doing something because I was insulted and I have to get back at the other person? If my status is something that makes sense and can produce the proper results and it's going to calm down the tension, good. If not, I remember somebody once told me, I was very upset about what certain people were doing to him. So I told him, you have to work at the coffin. So he told me, what do you mean? Whatever Hashem does to me, I know it's the Torah. I have no problem with that. But what people do to me, that's the problem. Obviously, he was missing something in understanding what the coffin is. Coffin means everything that happens. It was with Hashem's awareness. And if Hashem let it happen, then there's no message for me. Come about. We aspire not to be in these positions. We shouldn't have these types of necessariness. But they come. This is stage number one. Stage number one is anything I say or do, I have to think over twice and maybe even be initiated to somebody who's a wise person. To think if it's really going to produce a positive result. And if not, in the Hanami, I don't have to do anything. What's going to happen? Hashem's with me. The more I show Hashem and understand everything is under His control, may it's Hashem, things will work out. There's even a pasuk that says, "Sois Hashem da'ke ish kam oivav yashlem imoy." When a person finds favor in Hashem's eyes, and even those that hate him and dislike him will eventually get back together with him. So we should never have these type of situations. What we do is to try to stay focused on this point. There's something set up in the Shemaim, and if I have a way of stopping it, a real way that's for the work, then I have to do that. And if not, there's no need for me to stand hitting back or stand get upset about it. Once I had a taxi driver, he told me, that sometimes you get these frustrating situations. He says, bad enough the situation is frustrating. Why should we make it worse by getting frustrated? So I didn't understand what he said. I'm around, it's easier said than done. Because this is part of our voices of Bitochen, that we always reminding ourselves, everything that happens in the course of our lives doesn't stop happening. It's something that Hashem put our way for us to grow from it and benefit from it. If we do it in Yitz Hashem, we'll have more and more pleasant things. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you.